getting comfortable with always pushing the boundaries of always trying to step outside of your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is just keeping you hostage, essentially, in the land of mediocrity.
Welcome to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, where talking about money is encouraged. Let's get talking. Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. In today's episode, we're joined by Lucy, who shares her journey from humble beginnings to entrepreneurial success. Lucy dives into her upbringing and sharing how her parents' financial mindset helped shape her views on money. From overcoming a scarcity mindset to accidentally founding Michigan's largest public trail horse riding company, Lucy's story is one all about the power of belief, service, and envisioning the future. Get ready to gain some valuable insights on money management, breaking free from fear, and crafting a life of abundance. Today, we're discussing how your parents' views can impact you when it comes to money, how you can align your passion with opportunity, how fears play a role in your money, and how to overcome them. Then we'll also touch on how dreaming and envisioning the future can be helpful towards your future success and what you really want to do with your life. The money talking points for today's episode are: what do you want to do in your life? And two, what talents do you have that you could use in the service of others? With the money talking points in mind, let's get right into today's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's interview on Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm joined today by Lucy. Lucy, would you go ahead and introduce yourself for everyone?
Hi, guys. Well, I want to start off by saying thank you so much, Skylar, for having me on. I'm so grateful and so excited to be here. I'm a speaker, coach, entrepreneur. I started off my journey with horses. Horses were always my passion. And I followed my dream. I quit my corporate job and I pursued my passion. And I was able to build and scale a seven-figure business buying, training, and selling horses all over the country and opening up a public trail riding company. Now, to just empower everybody I speak with that your imagination is the limit and you can be, do, have anything that you create that you can imagine. So that's pretty much my jam.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited to hear a little bit more about how you got into horses and stuff like that. That caught my eye when I first read your bio. So it'll be interesting to talk about that. But let's jump right into this first question that I think maybe will help people understand how you got to where you are. But how did your parents' money management impact how you view money?
So I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit, and both of my parents were blue collar workers. My mom had two jobs working in the factory. I was begging my dad for a horse since I can remember, and probably since I could speak. And that was never really in the realm of possibilities for me. So I would say that we did not have a strong money mindset. There was definitely, I grew up where lack mentality and scarcity were very prominent feelings. I remember every time we would go out to dinner, I would never look at the actual dinner items. The first thing that I would look at were always the prices. And then from there, I would decide like, okay, well, what is it that I want to order? What's the cheapest thing that I can find on the menu? So that was pretty much the money mantra when I was growing up, is that money doesn't grow on trees. It's not easy to make. And you got to work hard. My parents always kind of had that idea of go to college and get a job, work there for 30 years and get a pension. And that's just what you do.
Yeah. Do you think that, I guess the way you managed money when you were at a restaurant or something like that, where you look at prices first, is that still prevalent in your life, or did you break through that, or how do you look at that now?
I was able to overcome a lot of that just with self-development. And just believing in myself and following my dream. The day I turned 16, I put an ad on Craigslist, saying I will ride your horse for free. And it was the same day that I actually got my driver's license. So I was like, freedom. And, anyways, I ended up having all of these Yahoos call me with their green broke, unbroke horses that hadn't been ridden in 5 to 10 years. And here I am, just the happiest thing, going out, driving all over God's country, riding these horses. these horses are bucking me off right and left. I'm hitting the ground, eating dirt. But it was kind of one of those failing forward things where you learn from your mistakes and you just never give up. And so I've always had this like relentless drive that no, like I will not stop. I will conquer. I will succeed. Mm-hmm. And so I was always just the happiest thing to crawl right back up in the saddle and keep going. So the horses never really, or so I never got any formal education or instruction. The horses are what taught mm-hmm. me everything that I know today. And being able to build that and scale that into what it is today, if I would have maintained that scarcity mindset and that energy of lack, I would never be in the space that I am if I were to stay in that closed-mindedness.
That totally makes sense. You would have never been able to, as you described, accidentally opening Michigan's largest public trail horse riding company. If you just stayed in the mindset of, oh, there's not enough out there for me. There's not enough for me to be able to do what I want to do. But you talk about how you always really wanted a horse and then you immediately jumped on horses as soon as you could. How did you find an opportunity within that passion of yours?
Well, I feel very strongly inspired to share with everybody that not only are you the powerful, magnificent creator of your own reality, and if your mind can conceive an idea and you can believe it, you can absolutely achieve it. That now what I love telling people is that all you have to do is find out what your talent is and exploit it in the service of others. So I feel like that's what I managed to figure out at a very young age, that I had a desire and I became obsessed with it. And then I was able to bridge the gap between what I loved and what I wanted to do and what I became really good at with a need, that an obvious need in the market, which was people had horses that needed to be ridden. And so then I was able to step up and help out. So I feel like that's where I was able to create that opportunity of essentially just being of service. I feel like this whole idea of manifesting more money and creating the life of your dreams, essentially figuring out like, how can you serve? What's the greatest mm-hmm. capacity? How can you serve the masses? And then once you figure out how you're able to serve and how you're able to give back, then you'll be met with true fulfillment, success, and abundance.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. I love the idea of take what you're good at and then push it out there. I listened to a book recently. I can't remember the name of it, but it shared that same idea. It's like, you're good at something and someone else is going to need that something. So why not align that? And I think, has that been valuable for you? Have you seen, do people take to your service when you offer something like that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really just putting yourself out there. I think that's what a lot of people get held back with, that little voice in their head telling them that they're not good enough, or what if this happens, or you're probably going to fail. You failed before. What makes you think that you're better than this person? Or, you know, imposter syndrome will sneak in there. So it's really important to recognize that voice in your head and then overcome it with the positive beliefs, positive affirmations, building yourself up and letting yourself know that like, no, I will succeed. I will triumph. And then getting comfortable being uncomfortable, getting comfortable with always pushing the boundaries of always trying to step outside of your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is just keeping you hostage essentially in the land of mediocrity. And if you ever want to achieve unprecedented success, the best thing that you can do is really push yourself outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I love that idea that your comfort zone is keeping you trapped in mediocrity. That's definitely going to be something quotable from this one. So that's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, maybe you're moving into that passion, you're finding that opportunity, but money's still something that's pressing on everyone's mind. Do you have any fears, or how do you manage fears that you may have around managing money when it comes to maybe that business side of your passion?
So all of us are going to have that voice in our head. All of us are going to have those fears, fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of uncertainty. And that's where it's really important to set yourself up for success, and mentally, physically, emotionally, all of those things, because there's rituals that we teach people. There's different tools, there's different techniques that you can implement in your life today that you can start seeing and actually feeling, experiencing a different in your reality tomorrow. Whether that might be something, it could be like we have different patterns. Our lives are essentially sequences of patterns. We are creatures of habit. And so what happens is we fall into these unconscious patterns where it could be a pattern of focus where we're used to focusing on the negative. We're used to focusing on the problems. We're used to focusing on things that cause us to feel or experience fear. And we have to reprogram that. And we have to train our minds to look for the good and see the silver lining. And it takes a little bit of time, but through repetition, maybe gratitude, that's one of the things that we teach in the program, is that when you start really making this a priority and putting and doing lists of gratitude at the end of your night, all of a sudden you start rewiring your mind. And you start, as you move through the day, you start looking for things to be grateful for. Because at the end of the night, you know, oh, I have to create this gratitude list and I have to write down everything that I'm grateful for. So why don't I start now? And the funny thing about gratitude is when you express gratitude, the universe or God is just going to give you more things to be grateful for. So whenever we want to experience more love, all we have to do is we have to show love and pour out love. If we want more money, all we have to do is be more generous with money, because money at the end of the day, it's just energy. It's currency, and currency is meant to move and it's meant to flow. So if we want more money in our life, we need to learn how to figure out how to enter that money consciousness, that abundance mindset. And that abundance mindset is going to be when embodying the energy of somebody who already has that. So whether it's handing out $20 bills, or if it's just asking, how can you help somebody? How can you serve them? Even if it's just listening to a story that, or a problem that they have, you're helping somebody out. And in your service to them, you are adding value, and therefore the universe will reward you for that.
Cool. I love it. I love the idea. What really stood out to me was currency is an energy and something that needs to be flowing and moving in our lives. How do you think maybe someone, let's say, speaking of like literal money, you're just sitting on your piles and piles of cash and you don't feel like you're getting any fulfillment out of your money. How do you maybe get that moving? How do you get that energy going a little bit?
Well, there's a lot of different ways. If I understand the question the right way, I guess there's a lot of different ways that you can enjoy the abundance that you currently have. And depending on what that looks like, I would say it could be something like enjoying it, sharing it with somebody else, whether that's taking someone out to the movies or inviting them out to dinner or experience like that, or even more importantly, are wise investments. And so then it turns into a, who are you surrounding yourself with? Who are you spending the most time with? You are the average of the five people that you spend time with. And if you're hanging out with five millionaires, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to become a millionaire just because of the language that's used, the ideas that are shared. They're high vibrational ideas, and they're inspiring and they're exciting, and that's going to spark a desire of creativity within you, as opposed to if you spend your time with a bunch of guys who are, you know, drinking beer in the garage and hanging out and, you know, complaining about their boss or their coworker. They're going to be two totally different conversations. And when you're hanging out with the people, the movers and the shakers, the doers of the world, you are going to be swept up in a whirlwind of success simply by association, just by being around them. Energy is contagious. And that's how come when you surround yourself with high vibrational people, people that are success is a vibration. So when you're surrounding yourself with people that are successful and have positive, positive relationships and are taking care of their body, mind, soul, they're in excellent condition, they're doing all the things, they're winning in every area of their life. When you're around those people, you're going to feel inspired. You're going to feel motivated. And that's why it's so important to surround yourself with people that role models that you want to be around, because whether you like it or not, the people that you surround yourself with are eventually the people who you will become.
Fantastic. I love that. And that also honestly addresses an upcoming question about how to break out of a place of fear. I feel like it's something similar to what you just said, is find people who are in that area where you want to be and get aboard their train. And that's going to help you bust through those walls that you're maybe putting up around yourself. Is there anything else you'd say about maybe overcoming fears? We've talked a lot about it so far.
Yeah, I would, in addition to what you just shared, I would also say finding a mentor, because when you find a mentor who is where you want to be, then you're able to model exactly what they've done. And then you're able to collapse timelines, because instead of stumbling and making the same mistakes that they've already made time and time again, you don't have to go through those steps. They're essentially giving you the key codes and, mm-hmm. and the full access passes to just skip the line and start making the success. So anytime you invest in a mentor, remember that investing in yourself is never money that's poorly spent. Investing in yourself is the best money that you can spend, because you have infinite ROI on yourself. Mm-hmm. And mentors, not only are you able to learn from their example and also soak in their energy, if you will, but also mm-hmm. they pour in belief. They pour their belief into you. And sometimes all we need is that belief in ourselves, because you can have a desire and you can have a vision. You can have absolute clarity around what you want. Mm-hmm. But unless you actually believe that you are capable and that you are worthy and that you carry that self-love, there's always going to be a vibrational discrepancy between where you're at, who you are, and the person that has the lifestyle or the things that you'd like to achieve. So belief is going to bridge the gap between that, and it's going to allow you to access unprecedented success in any area of in your life that you'd like.
Cool. I love that. It's all coming together really well. I like what we're saying about make sure you're surrounding yourself with the right people, be confident in what you're doing and things like that. It's really awesome. And maybe let's turn it towards the future. So you've busted through a couple of those fears you've had, you're working through it, you're thinking about who you can talk to, who you can ask to be your mentor and things like that. And now you want to begin looking to the future with this newfound power that you have. How does dreaming or looking to the future help us with money or our passions in our work and stuff like that?
Yeah. So we have a robust 16-week program, and it's built on three pillars. The first one's energy. We kind of talked about it a little bit. The second one is desire, and the third is belief. So desire is all about really getting focused on, with absolute clarity, on exactly what you want. So many people, I talk to so many people and I'll ask them, well, what is it that you want? And they'll immediately list off every single thing that they don't want. And it's just mm-hmm. like, you have to remember where your focus goes, energy flows. And society and the news has kind of conditioned us to focus on the bad, on the negative, on the sad, on the depressing. And unfortunately, when we focus on those things, we get caught in an emotional loop, because our bodies and our minds are very intricately connected. So when we're thinking a thought, then the thought is going to trigger an emotion, which is therefore going to trigger a bodily response. And so the same works backwards. If you can kind of trick your system into feeling good by moving your body and changing your physiology, then you start changing your physiology. Maybe you start going to the gym, or you just get up and put the music on and you start kind of dancing and having fun. You all of a sudden put a smile on your face. Just the act of smiling mm-hmm. is going to make you feel better, as crazy as it sounds. So there's simple things that you can do immediately that are going to raise your state. And once you're operating in these higher vibrational states, then you're going to be making different decisions. Think about it. You are where you are today based on every single decision that you've made so far. Decisions shape our destiny. And what's the one thing that controls or influences our decisions? It's the emotional state that we're in, or our energetic vibrational mm-hmm. state, if you will. So if you're in a peak state and you feel absolutely amazing and you feel unstoppable, like you can conquer the world, you're going to make different decisions than you would if you were feeling feelings of depression or sadness or fear or guilt. So therefore, what I love helping people do is really zoning in on those peak performance states, those high vibrational emotions, and then granting you access to them, but then being able to maintain them. How many hours a day are you in a peak state? How many hours a week? How many hours a month? And so many people get caught in this conditioned loop of, this is the pattern of my focus. This is the pattern of my physiology. These are the patterns of my language, when it's really like all of these patterns are shaping your identity and forming you to be the person who you are today. And the thing is if you want to become a different person, if you want a totally different reality, if you want to achieve unprecedented success, you're going to have to start making different decisions, taking different actions, and ultimately becoming a different person. And that's what I love helping people with, is rewiring your subconscious mind. So that way you transform your identity and begin to do the things that you said that you've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the idea of focus on what you want to do instead of what you don't want to do, because you're going to go there. Whichever one you think of, you're going to end up there. So I hope there's a couple people saying, how do I learn more? And we'll get there in just a second. But I have one question I like to ask everyone is, what's something you wish you would have known sooner when it comes to money? Something you know now that if you could tell someone 5 years ago to say, hey, think about this with your money, what would something like that be?
I think the biggest thing that I've really learned is just to be of service, and that we truly do live in an infinite, in an abundant universe with infinite supply. We are abundant beings, and we have access to this, and we can tap into this abundance of resources. All we have to do is open ourselves up and step into the receiving mode. Now, there's different things that you can do, like meditating, for example, might be one of them. And I know some people have some resistance towards that. They're like, oh, I've tried that, it's not for me. But there's so much power and there's so much benefit in the quieting of your mind. Mm-hmm. And really just like the definition of meditation means to become aware of oneself. And so many times we're operating in unconscious patterns that we don't even realize that we're operating in. And so as soon as we shed the light of awareness onto these patterns, they no longer have control over us. Once we recognize the pattern, then we're able to shift them. And once we're able to shift them, that's when we're able to take back control of our lives, and we stop giving our power away. We can't continue to live from the outside in. We can't continue to allow that what we focus on externally, things that we don't have control over, determine or dictate how we feel internally. We need to begin to operate from the inside out, which is doing the work so that way you're operating at a high vibrational state and you're feeling good. And that is why we don't attract what we want. We attract what we are. It just started thundering outside. Did you hear that?
Yes. So hopefully the power doesn't cut out. I did hear that. Hopefully that was not. Still a great answer. You're going right through the storm. That was fantastic. Yeah. Awesome. I love this whole conversation. There's so much in here that people can take away. And let's say they're coming away from this saying, how do I talk to Lucy more? How do I get in touch with her? Can you maybe paint a picture of how people can find you online and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we have this robust 16-week program that essentially, if anybody's feeling lost or stuck, or they just know that they're meant for more and they want more in their life and they're hungry for it, we have a 16-week program that we've actually condensed into about an hour and a half free training that we want to give away to your audience. So, the link that they can go to is called ultimatesuccessblueprint.com/moneytalk. And then they can click on that and download this free training that's going to give them tips, tricks, tools. Like I said, they can start implementing these things today and they can start feeling better and experiencing just an upgraded version of the reality that they've been experiencing.
Fantastic. And of course, the great thing about podcasts is there are show notes where you can find links and things like that. So of course, I'll link it there. So thank you so much for providing that. But Lucy, thank you so much for coming on Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This has been a great conversation.
So much fun. Thank you so much, Skylar.
Thank you to Lucy for coming on today's podcast. I was able to take away a lot from our conversation today, and I hope you were as well. There's some great things that I think can have a real impact on you. One of the things that I took away is to get your money moving in the ways that you want to grow. I like the idea of having your energy going forward to where your focus is, and that money is a currency in that whole exchange, that you got to get your money moving. You can't really just sit on this big pile of cash. You got to get your money going where you want to go. And that may mean spending some of it. If you want to get going in a way that's more social and outgoing, then maybe you need to take some friends out and be more social and outgoing and use your money to drive your focus in the direction where you want to go. There's a lot of great quotes and takes away. There was a lot of great quotes and takeaways from today's interview. A couple of them are that mentors can be helpful. You'll want to surround yourself with people doing what you want to do. Keep your energy moving forward. Build upon your success and the successes of your mentors. And that people will take you up on your service with your talents. We're going to talk about that one a little bit more here in a moment. But I like the idea that mentors can be helpful because they really can. If you have somebody in your life that is doing or done what you want to do, they're likely going to have a lot of answers that can help you figure out how you need to really take some steps forward towards what you want to do. And like Lucy said, take their successes and then you can compress timelines and do it a little bit faster, a little bit cheaper, a little bit better. And then you keep going and you pass it on to someone else as their mentor and you keep it going and it's a really fun direction to head in. But I want to talk about the money talking points next. There are two money talking points from today's episode that I want to chat about a little bit, but I want to make sure you understand that these two money talking points are going to really bring about a great conversation with other people. So the first money talking point is, what do you want to do in your life? This is kind of a big question, so talk about it with somebody else. I think that's going to be very valuable for you, and you're going to have a good conversation with somebody, and it's very likely going to lead back to money because you're going to ask yourself, well, do I need to pay for an education around that thing that I want to do? Can I just go ahead and do it? How much money do I need to start doing it? Or some sort of conversation, it always comes back to money. The second money talking point is, what talents do you have that you could use in the service of others? I liked this money talking point a lot because really it's a great way to orient your mindset around helping other people. Are you a great hairdresser? Are you a great carpenter? Are you very handy? Are you great with cars or maintenance? What are you good at? There is likely somebody else who needs your talent and they're going to be willing to take it, and then you can use that service to refine your talents, and then it may lead someday to some income, which is awesome because people are willing to pay for a job well done. So find your talents, use them in the service of other people, refine them, get better at it, and then eventually you'll very likely be able to make some money off of your talents, and that's when it gets really fun. And like Lucy said, it leads to you feeling really fulfilled with your goals and with what you want to do because you're doing something that really strikes home with your talents. But let's talk about the handy hint next. Handy hint from today's conversation is really the second money talking point. Find what you want to do and use it to serve others. We're only going to talk about this for a moment, so make sure you set a reminder on your phone to think about this later if you're doing something where you can't think through it a whole lot right now. But the book Rework talks about your problem being much easier to solve than someone else's problem. So what's something in your life that you're solving, that you're good at, that it's easy for you to take care of? Now, go and do it for other people. And that's today's handy hint. Next, let's talk about the credit card corner. Today's credit card corner, I wanted to share my tips for credit card hacking. I really do think that you need a spreadsheet. If you're especially going to get way into credit card hacking, you got to keep track of it somewhere. So you really need to learn how to use and keep track of your credit cards through a spreadsheet. It's the easiest way to keep track of it all. I also always recommend keeping it simple. It's the easiest way to start, and it's not going to feel so overwhelming because you can quickly get overwhelmed by all the different spending tricks you have to do, all the different things you have to meet and qualify when you're using a whole bunch of different credit cards. One of the things that I like to do is to find a credit card that you can use online at one place. I don't like to use physical cards. I keep them online and then I don't have to worry about the physical card getting stolen or some sort of fraud that's a whole lot easier when you're swiping the physical card somewhere. And then I like to have my main one fallback card that I use for every other scenario so I don't have to worry so much about which credit card to use where. So one of the things I like to do is to identify the transactions where I want to credit card hack with, and then I don't worry so much about everything else. My strategy with me and my wife is we use Apple Pay with the Smith's MasterCard to get 5% back anywhere we can do Apple Pay. We use the Walmart Capital One card to get 5% back online with online Walmart grocery orders. We use the Citi Custom Cash card and use it only for gas because it gets 5% back on the top category. And then really, there's nothing else we do. It's using the Fidelity Visa Rewards card to get 2% back everywhere else that we can't get 2% back or higher with a different card. So we make sure we have our set strategy, we keep it simple, and then we have that main fallback card so we don't have to worry about it so much. And really, having a card that you use with Apple Pay or some sort of mobile wallet is going to count in most places. So it's super nice to get that 5% back, but then having a couple extra cards to help us in the other places is super nice. So overall, I like to say keep your credit card hacking simple. But I do have a great podcast episode that you can search for by searching for "What if I don't want to credit card hack?" And it kind of goes into telling you it's okay if you don't want to spend all the time it takes to really credit card hack, but you can get way deeper into it than I do get, but I'll leave that for the professionals. Next, I want to talk about Money Talk Mastery. Welcome to Money Talk Mastery. In this segment, I want to dive in a little deeper about finding a mentor. We're going to keep it short here today, but finding a mentor can be a great idea. I really like the idea of compressing timelines and taking other people's successes and building upon it. Don't bother so much with failure, honestly. Figure out what works, replicate it, and iterate on it by using your mentor to say, "Hey, I have this question. How did you handle this when you got to this point in your business?" People love to share. Quick throwback to Tom Kosnick's episode 127, where he emphasized that CFOs and financial professionals love to share what they know. The same goes for really any other professional. If you find somebody in the business or in the industry you're in that is ahead of you, ask them a few questions. Say, "Hey, how did you cross this hurdle? How did you cross this speed bump? How did you get through this little hiccup that we're facing?" And maybe it's something brand new, and then you can find somebody else to ask the question to, but it's likely that some sort of a mentor in your life is going to help you speed up, get along the journey faster, and figure out those little things that are going to help you get going quicker and quicker and get on the path that you ultimately want to be on. But let's wrap up today's episode next. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I want to make sure that you take a couple things away that I thought were extremely important from today's interview. Make sure you find your passion and then find opportunities to use it. Don't just sit on your talent or especially your cash. There's some great ways you can use your money either towards helping those around you or spending it on things that you really want to focus on. Keep your energy moving towards what you want to do and surround yourself with people that are doing what you want to do so you can stay focused on what really matters in your life. But thank you so much to Lucy for coming on today's episode, and thank you so much to you for listening to today's podcast. Make sure you go check out YouTube and search Money Talk with Skylar Fleming for the video versions of the podcast. SkylarFleming.com is a great place to find any updates from me and to sign up for emails from me. I'm considering using email a little bit more to get in contact, so if you want to stay in touch that way, please head over to SkylarFleming.com/contact and sign up, and I will be happy to send you emails when I go on a podcast as a guest or when new episodes and things come out. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I do think it was a very valuable conversation for some new insights and some new ways to look at common topics that are mentioned here and there in the self-development space. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and may not be specific to your unique situation. Please be sure to do additional research before making any financial decisions.